Scott with SJWelfare.com Final Days Report, episode 432. Why all the planned chaos with the illegal aliens and ICE and all of these riots, my friends? You need to look at this with the big picture. Tariffs, consolidate with Canada, Palantir database, warp speed biohacking you, the Elon fight. This script is nuts. I'm going to play at the end an interview with Gavin Newsom where he said, "You want to arrest me? Arrest me." And if your camp is on the left, you're going to root for what Gavin Newsom is saying. And if your camp's on the right, you're going to root for Trump. All of this is to create massive chaos to bring in that government control, this AIB system. You can just smell it, my friends. The ultimate goal is to ban the Bible in a war on Christians. That is the ultimate goal. But the first story I want to cover, this blew me away, and I looked it up to make sure it was real. From Haaretz, this is a Jewish newspaper in Israel, Trump's attacks on Antifa are attacks on the Jews. Really? This is going to be deep. This all primes Noahide laws, and this all primes turning the Bible into hate speech, my friends. And this was highly, highly organized, these riots. ICE out at the bay. And I've seen a bunch of videos and a bunch of news articles how you're going to see riots throughout the entire United States. And I think it was Dimitri Duterman, I think I'm pronouncing his name right, someone that went through massive persecution, had all these dreams of America's destruction. He said there'd be civil war with the communists. Then all of a sudden, Russia, I think, and China and others would attack. You can see this is going to be real. Stay away from all of it, my friends. But can you believe that from Haaretz? Trump attacks on Antifa are attacks on Jews. And the reason why is the original Antifa was a Jewish anti-Nazi militia. And if you dive deep in the connection between Germany and Israel, it is wild. Folks, the world is a stage. It's a script. It's a total psyop. So again, why this is dangerous? You won't sign up for universal basic income, the mark of the beast system. When it's fully implemented, this AI, biodigital convergence, and Noahide laws, they're coming for you. When they ban the Bible as hate speech, they're coming for you, my friends. Anti-vaccine means you're anti-Jewish. I did a podcast. People couldn't believe it. This was reposted a lot. Final Days Report, episode 406. If you're anti-vaccine, you're anti-Semitic. You cannot make this stuff up. Now, here's why I wanted to do this podcast. From Laura Loomer, who's part of the tribe. Time to deploy Palantir Tech to Los Angeles to deal with the illegals. You know you'd love to see it. You're lying if you say you wouldn't. Create the chaos. Allow this to happen. Fund them. Fund the illegals. Give them apartments. Give them healthcare. Pull the money. Create chaos. And I've said this often in my podcast. Where are the 1.3 billion hollow point bullets that were purchased by the DHS under Obama? Folks, those are for you. Hollow point is illegal in the Geneva Convention for War, but they can use them on their own citizens. That even creeped out my liberal family members when that came out. So create chaos, have a solution. I'm trying to coin a new phrase. All of this is going to be used for the Mark of the Beast surveillance system. That's what they're priming, my friends. And remember, Palantir is linked to the AI target system called the gospel. Why would they call it the gospel? Because you're Edom. You're the real enemy, my friends. Then on Trump, I'll put a bunch of videos at the end as well. I'm going to put Gavin Newsom's interview that seems so fake and scripted to me. It seemed like bad acting. You know, maybe I'll put a couple of videos of Trump, but Donald Trump warns we are going to have troops everywhere after ICE protests, because they're going to actually protest everywhere. And you're going to see a crackdown. Troops everywhere. And then my question is, once they get the troop infrastructure in place, when will it be turned on you when you don't want to sign up for Noahide laws? That's the big picture. You set a precedence, you boil people like frogs, and then they come after you. They come after constitutionalists. They come after people that don't want to sign up for, again, universal basic income. As they take away all the jobs with artificial intelligence and robotics, I mean, this is crazy. It's all a military operation. Check out that VCast. And I had a dream. This is an end of days Watchman News Ministry. I had a dream in a small town that I grew up in. They had surveillance poles everywhere. They had huge TVs. This is a population of, I think, 9,000-10,000 people at best, maybe 12. They're going to have surveillance poles everywhere. They're going to have just this deep state Big Brother on steroids. Remember Trump saying this biodigital surveillance system on land, sea, air to track the illegals. Now, this is going to be turned on you. Don't fall for the right-left narrative, my friends. It's all a military operation. And the other thing, too, China as the boogeyman. We played somebody in the military who was told, do not worry about China. They tried to promote him. They said, China's not our enemy. And then we talked about how there were some whistleblowers that said Greenspan ran the Federal Reserve Bank from China. Folks, it's one big script. Now, here's where it's getting interesting and somewhat chaotic. I think it's a script, but you can see how they're painting the narrative on both sides to justify civil war. They have to kill the creditor. If they're bankrupt, they have to kill the creditor that goes to silent weapons and quiet wars, that document that we covered. So Newsom, and I'll play again the video that seems so scripted. Newsom is saying that there's a violation of state sovereignty because Trump commanded California's National Guard without consulting the state government, which he claims is unconstitutional. So he was going to file a lawsuit, I guess, this morning. And then you have the Posse Comitatus Act that we've talked about, the federal law that restricts the use of military forces for domestic law enforcement. So Trump's administration is trying to break that. Newsom contends that Trump's deployment of the National Guard violates this act as troops were used to control protest rather than protect federal property. And then there's an interview where Trump was asked about the Insurrection Act, and he said, well, I'll declare it if there's an insurrection. We'll do it. And then there's this whole presidential authority under Title 10. Trump claims he acted under Title 10, which allows the federalization of National Guard. However, legal experts suggest that the authority requires coordination with the state governor, and that's Newsom's argument. There wasn't coordination. And then Newsom is hinting that this is a threat on our republic, and then he'll use the term democracy. So you see this narrative. You see this narrative. And if you realize it's a script, it's a playbook, and don't participate, all of this will fall on its face. But unfortunately, it seems like it's moving fast. Now, we need to connect the dots back to Noahide laws, back to making the Bible an anti-Semitic hate speech book, because ultimately it'll be a war on Christians. Personally, I'm not a pre-trib rapture guy. I think he'll be here the entire time. I'm a post-tribber. This is an old tweet, a true social tweet from Donald Trump. When I began my second term as president, I will sign into law a bill criminalizing anti-Semitism on the federal level all across America. Anti-Semites have no place to hide once I sign this bill, and we will prosecute them to the full extent of the law. And I just thought this was an interesting note. Most people don't realize this, but after the Bolsheviks took over Russia, it became a capital offense to criticize Jews. They don't teach this because it might wake people up of what's happening now. And if you follow my VCast, a lot of my family in Russia, my great-great-grandfather was a Baptist preacher, was sent to Siberia with other family members and never to be heard from again. So folks, evil is moving very, very fast. And it just seems like a massive scam. I thought this was an interesting post of Kash Patel claiming there are no videos on children being sexually assaulted within Epstein's network after Pam Bondi told us that the FBI had thousands of hours of videos of children being sexually assaulted by Epstein and his clients. This is from a Telegram post, Orwellian dystopia. So let's play these two different videos. I mean, this is mind-bending.
Again, logical play out. If there was a video of some guy or gal committing felonies on an island and I'm in charge, don't you think you'd see it?
Tens of thousands of videos of Epstein with children or child porn. And there are hundreds of victims. And no one victim will ever get released. It's just the volume. And that's what they're going through right now. The FBI is diligently going.
Wow. Wow. You need to think about Trump saying red gun flag laws, saying we're going to censor the net, bringing on this beast system, freedom cities instead of smart cities. I think I listed like 35 things that Trump has said that if somebody on the left said, you would be like, whoa. But just some real evidence of the real ID to fly. Look how they're harassing people to fly. And I'm sure this is just the tip of the spear. That you need to think about this with troops on the streets everywhere. And when the complete mark of the beast system is fully implemented, and you can't buy or sell without the mark, the enforcement arm will be on the streets.
Have you all seen what happens at the airport now if you do not have the real ID, the new license? This is totally dystopian. So first, when Resilient LA got to the airport, the first thing they did when they found out she did not have it was they took her and moved her to the side for like 10 to 15 minutes for everybody to see. So basically, act like you are some sort of criminal or something and separate you. Look how subliminal this is. They give them a red sheet of paper, red of all colors, talking about how they are non-compliant. Think about modern day schools, how they mimic modern day prisons, even like getting in line and doing certain things, it's all subliminal. And then the swabbing of the hands, almost like frisking, like again, like you have been pulled aside and dehumanized by the system that you are not going to walk with. The craziest part is this, not only did the whole ordeal take like an hour, they also swiped her phone the same way they swiped her hands. Just think for a minute of what kind of technology they could have and what they could be getting from the phone. I guarantee there's more going on than meets the eye. Get with the system or we will alienate you and make you so uncomfortable to the point where you just get with whatever we say.
He makes a great point about the schools being indoctrinated as prisons. I drive by my old elementary school once a week, and cameras everywhere, huge doors. We did a podcast on schools becoming prison systems. So again, this is priming you for literal, literal enforcement. During these riots in LA, they're actually launching robot dogs. When will the robots be Tesla robots and authorized to take you out? We've covered in this VCast how they're trying to give robots human-type rights. I mean, it's a wild time to be alive, my friends. Have no fear. The fearful do not inherit the kingdom of God. All this is prophesied. Get right with the Lord. Get rid of your habitual sin. Seek Him in His Word. Pray fast, my friends. Be a witness. Save some souls. Don't put your treasures up on this earth. All right, they're priming Christians as evil. That's been a continuous theme in this ministry. And here's another example. New York City bus driver allegedly held students captive on the way to school and claimed Jews killed Jesus in anti-Semitic rant. New York Post. Really? Do you really believe it? I don't know. And then this is coming out from the Synagogue of Satan, Jerusalem Post. Survivors testify MKs participated in sadistic sexual rituals involving minors, doctors, educators, police officers, and past and present members of the Knesset were involved in these abuses, survivor says. Sadistic rituals. Survivors testify to Knesset about childhood sexual abuse network in Israel religious ceremonies. This is Satanism. This young lady recounted being subjected to ritual abuse from the age of 5 until her late teens, during which she was coerced into harming other children. I wonder if there's an adrenochrome play here. She revealed that her complaints to the police were dismissed and she received threats about speaking out. Ariel also mentioned that other survivors have identified individuals involved in these abuses, including doctors, educators, police officers, and current and former members of the Knesset. Unbelievable, my friend. So we can't criticize this, even though it's from a Jewish magazine. When I read this story, it reminded me of the historic Kabbalah manuscripts and books that literally had Baphomet, that had owls, had everything that we see with Hollywood and their Illuminati symbolism, the all-seeing eye, all of that stuff. This is Satan's time to rise. And is everybody involved in that sect, within that religion? No. And pray people get saved, friends. There'll be a remnant that will be saved. Now, the last VCast I did, I was talking about Elon and Trump, how it just seems scripted and big time wrestling. And I tried to give the reason why. Basically, my opinion is, with Elon separating from Trump, you increase this transhumanism mark of the beast pie. Right will stay loyal to Trump. Now the left will come in under Elon. If Elon is the false prophet, the guy gives me massive creeps. We've done a 4-part series as Elon the false prophet to bring on the mark of the beast, right? Bringing fire down from heaven. I think it's 378 is the first one in the series. Check it out. But it screamed big time wrestling to me. And this comes out with Megyn Kelly talking about her feud with Trump.
And it was really crazy, so crazy, Sean, because I walked out, we agreed, like, we're good. And the last thing he said to me before I walked out of Trump Tower was, you know, Megyn, it's not such a good thing if they're not talking about us. And I was like, oh my God, was this whole thing for show? Like, was he acting the whole time?
Wow.
To generate buzz?
Acting the whole time. Of course. If you have eyes to see, Trump is bringing in the World Economic Forum's fourth beast system. Fourth Industrial Revolution is what they'll call it, but the Bible calls it the fourth beast system. And this has gone viral. People are so pissed about this advertising campaign. Somebody is spending big money behind this campaign. This was also seen in New York City. Stop hiring humans. The end of all employees is here. Now, I'm assuming somebody's trying to warn. Somebody spent big money and maybe has a lot of money and has grandkids and they're worried about the future. I'm not sure. I could not find out who actually sponsored this advertising campaign. If you know, put it in the comments. But all of this reminds me of Luke 21:36. We are to be a light in this world, right? Shine, then kings will get saved. In the Old Testament, it talks about the end of days. Be a light in these wicked, wicked days. Save souls. Pray for people that are very, very deceived, that they're no longer blind. And then get your own house in order. Make sure that you're a wise virgin, that parable. I think that's talking about people that profess to be Christians, my personal opinion. But let's read. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. All of us are going to have our judgment day. All of us. And trust me, I fight the flesh often. So I'm not sitting here on my high horse. This applies to me. So do me a favor, pray for this ministry. You're not going to believe the stuff I go through with my VCasts. We just found out my cell phone bill plan. I have my son on it. And basically, my bill skyrocketed. Somebody put their name on my cell phone plan. And it was my ex-wife's account. So I had to get her involved to try to get this person off. I mean, it was just the strangest thing. And what was creepy about it, this person was not just writing on our plan, but she was actually forwarding messages to me as though her phone was my phone. Total identity theft. I've talked to some people that said what they're doing to me is a parallel construction where they build a narrative to take you out. And I see it. I see documents placed on my computer. I see documents erased from my computer. I see emails that disappear. So first and foremost, what I need you to do is just pray that I have wisdom and protection and that I'm doing God's will, because it's a wild, wild time, my friends. All right. I'm going back to Newsom. In this whole script, they allowed the illegal aliens in to crack down on the illegals. Soon, I think that'll be Christians. I'm not sure when, but eventually it'll be turned on Christians. After the Antichrist is revealed, after SEAL 3, 4, SEALs come into play. Dmitry Dudeman's dream. All of this reminds me of his dream. So the threats will be real. People are so comatose. You need to think about the nanotech and optogenetics, Operation Crimson Mist, this mind controlism tech. You need to bind all of that, my friends, because you're going to have a zombie army on both sides. They need to kill the creditor if this country is bankrupt. And we need to be wise, my friends, wise as serpents, gentle as doves. So I'm not buying the script. I'm not buying it for 1 second. I can see through the playbook. Oh, the other thing too. There's something else that just dawned on me. The Mexican president now is talking about her people to protest here in the United States. And there's talk about a tax for the money of American Mexicans or Mexicans that are working here that send money back to Mexico. There's a talk about a tax of 3.5% on that money that transfers. And I managed business units for major CPG companies, you know, 100 million, 200 million, which might seem big, but really they're small business units for these mega corporations. And we would have a lot of Hispanic workers in the factories, and they were very, very good workers. And some of them would live, I'm not kidding, 20 people in a house, show up to work, work very hard, and they would send the money back to Mexico. We would find some that were illegal, that were great workers. We'd had to, you know, let them go. So I've been through seeing a lot of what's happening now, but you need to go back to the Economist magazine. I'll put the thumbnail up. We did a decode on this. They showed this woman with a ponytail before she became president. Literally, it looks like the president of Mexico. And then Russia, Putin was talking to this Mexican president, forming an alliance. Folks, this is a script. Death will be real, but it's a script. Wars and rumors of wars. But do not fear. That Economist magazine had transhumanism all over it. Wild. Just another proof point. You're watching big time wrestling, but buckle up, my friends, buckle up. God bless. Please pray for us.
By the County of Los Angeles here with Governor Gavin Newsom. Governor, thanks for joining us live on MSNBC.
Good to be with you.
So this is, as I said, the Emergency Operations Center. I wonder how you would characterize the events that are unfolding in Los Angeles right now. Is it an emergency? Is it Fox News is calling it the LA riots? Is it a peaceful protest? What's happening? What are you seeing?
Well, I mean, look, Donald Trump has created the conditions you see on your TV tonight. He's exacerbated the conditions. He's, lit the proverbial match. He's putting fuel on this fire ever since he announced he was taking over the National Guard. An illegal act, an immoral act, an unconstitutional act. And we're going to test that theory with a lawsuit tomorrow.
Well, I was going to ask you that. Sorry to interrupt you, but Governor, so that's news. If you're going to sue the administration, tell me a little bit about it. Well, give us a preview of this lawsuit.
Well, under his executive order, and specifically notes, and under what the DOD did, is they had to coordinate with the governor of the state. They never coordinate with the governor of the state. I've worked with the National Guard. We've deployed the National Guard. We did 3,000+ folks have been doing logistics work and fire recovery work, and they're fighting the fires, the rattlesnake teams. We did the same back in George Floyd. We have no problem working collaboratively in a mutual aid system with local law enforcement, but there's a protocol, there's a process. He didn't care about that. And the worst part, he completely lied. He said in a tweet that everything's now safe, everything's fine. Is that the case, Mr. Trump? He said because he deployed the National Guard. The Guard hadn't even been deployed when he said this. It's Orwellian. Simply lying to people. Unconstitutional, illegal act, his mess. we're trying to clean it up.
You're saying that the President of the United States has made the situation on the ground here in Los Angeles less safe. What do you know about immigration enforcement today? Has there been any ICE raids in the city today? Are they coordinating with you on that at all? They give you a heads up.
Of course they're not coordinating. That said, we were told in just a recent briefing just a few minutes ago that was small activity in the county, not in the city proper. But look, you made a point a moment ago. These images are unacceptable. These kids on the car, folks that are taking advantage of this, these aren't peaceful protesters, a lot of these folks, a lot of great people out there doing the right thing. But you get these insurgent groups coming in, sort of these anarchists that are in there to create real problems. And they're just playing right into Donald Trump's hand. And they need to be called out. They need to be arrested. It is wrong to destroy other people's property. And it is wrong to create the conditions that only exacerbate this. But Donald Trump, at the end of the day, is the sponsor of these conditions.
Let me give you the opportunity. You mentioned that there are people out there causing mischief and mayhem. What's your message to those people who are out there tonight? Not the peaceful protesters that are out there protesting for the rights of immigrants, but for the people that are doing damage to buildings, to law enforcement.
Well, they're doing more than damage to buildings and the property. They're potentially damaging the very foundation of our republic. The democracy is in the balance. I mean, you're seeing these authoritarian tendencies now are being acted out by this administration. And we're case in point as it relates to nationalizing, federalizing the National Guard, threatening now to put in Marines. So I hope these people would pause and just consider. Now, some of them, they want that kind of chaos. In some ways, they're adjacent to where Donald Trump is. But the peaceful protesters, we want to keep them safe. We want them to exercise their fundamental rights. We want to keep those that are enforcing the laws in a respectful and responsible way also safe. But Donald Trump needs to pull back. He needs to stand down. Donald Trump is inflaming these conditions. This is Donald Trump's problem right now. And if he can't solve it, we will.
He continues to, as always, hit you hard publicly. Just 10 minutes ago, he put out another Truth Social telling you and the mayor to apologize to the people of Los Angeles. You guys go at it pretty hard publicly, but I know you talk privately. Have you spoken in the last couple of days to the president about any of this?
We talked for almost 20 minutes, and this issue never came up. I mean, I kept trying to talk about L.A. He wanted to talk about all these other issues. We had a very decent conversation.
When was this?
This was late Friday night, about 1:30 plus his time.
After the protests had started.
After the protests. And he never once brought up the National Guard. He's a stone cold liar. He said he did. Stone cold liar. Never did. It was a very civil conversation. I've always wanted to approach engagement with the president of the United States in a respectful and responsible way. But there's no working with the president. There's only working for him. And I will never work for Donald Trump.
Did you mention at all to him in that phone call on Friday night the types of raids that were happening in your state on Friday? You know, there are reports that and video of enforcement operations happening in ways that they haven't traditionally. But ICE officers going to Home Depots around Los Angeles and picking off day laborers. Did you bring that up with him?
The conversation started with the frame of what's happening in L.A. He immediately pivoted to other interests and other things.
Do you think he was aware of what was happening in Los Angeles?
I'm more than aware. And obviously, he was setting this up to take these additional steps.
This was a setup.
And I'm not saying he was setting things up, I'm not saying it was a setup, but clearly they were in the process of moving to these next steps because out of nowhere, just a few hours after that conversation, he moves to pull the trigger under this construct under Title 10 and then created and exacerbated the conditions that are persisting today.
This is your authority normally to deploy the National Guard here. Right. You did it. We were together after the fires, and those National Guard troops have been out all across Los Angeles working to rebuild and recover this city. How did you find out that the President of the United States was going to usurp your authority and deploy your National Guard here in California?
I got a call from a staffer. No heads up whatsoever. And again, we're here to support local law enforcement. There's a mutual aid process. Local law enforcement had no needs. They were not requesting any additional resources. I've got 100 now. I have 175 CHP officers, technically trained officers, tactical teams to address Donald Trump's mess. We are here to support local law enforcement, the sheriff's office, LAPD, but they didn't need that support. He made this up. This is a manufactured crisis in order to get under the tent to start to stretch credulity and to begin the process of moving inevitably towards a constitutional questioning crisis around posse comitatus. And it's, I think, inevitable. That's where he's going.
Tom Homan, the border czar, said to me yesterday he did not rule out literally arresting you, nor Mayor Bass, if you interfere in his work. He hadn't yet.
He's a tough guy. Why doesn't he do that? He knows where to find me. But you know what? Lay your hands off four-year-old girls that are trying to get educated. Lay your hands off these poor people just trying to live their lives, man. Trying to live their lives, paying their taxes. Been here 10 years. The fear, the horror, the hell is this guy? Come after me, arrest me. Let's just get it over with. Tough guy. You know, I don't give a damn, but I care about my community. I care about this community. The hell are they doing? These guys need to grow up. They need to stop. And we need to push back. And I'm sorry to be so clear, but that kind of bloviating is exhausting. So, Tom, arrest me. Let's go.
The perception is there's a lot of theatrics happening out there. Mayor Bass told me that she spoke directly to Tom Homan. Has he reached out to you? Have you reached out to him?
No.
No communication whatsoever?
No, direct communication and back and forth with Susie Wiles and with the president in a phone conversation.
There obviously are pockets of violence out there on the streets. How concerning is the violence in Los Angeles tonight? How widespread is it? Too? You're monitoring it.
Yeah, we're monitoring it. I mean, I think that's self-evident. We're here with LAPD. We're here with mayor. We're here with the sheriff department, my National Guard, that we're still working in command with, and others monitoring the situation in real time, providing whatever resources we possibly need. We're calling out the violence, period, full stop. It's wrong. And we're calling for the president of the United States to rescind his order so that he can clean up his own mess.
Stephen Miller, other people have used the word insurrection about the activity on the streets of Los Angeles.
Yeah, this is just, they're trying to incite violence. They're trying to impose the kind of rhetoric that only makes the conditions worse, that quite literally put people's lives at risk. And they're intentionally and knowingly doing that.
All of this is about immigration enforcement and the type of go ahead, feel free to
say. No, I mean, I know, and I don't mean even to cut you off, I think it's about something much more. This is about authoritarian tendencies. Mm. This is about command and control. This is about power. This is about ego. My way or the highway. This is a consistent pattern of practice of recklessness. This guy has abandoned the core principles of this great democracy. He's threatening to go after judges he disagrees with, cut off funding to institutions of higher learning. He's on a cultural binge. He's rewriting history, censoring historical facts. I mean, this is something completely different. And this is part of that ongoing play that is unfolding in front of our eyes. It is a serious moment under the guise of immigration, but it's much deeper than that.
You know, I've reported with and about you throughout your tenure here. I've not seen you as angry as I feel like I've seen you here. Do you think that there's a way out of this? Where does this go from here?
He needs to stand down. The president of the United States needs to stand down. He needs to rescind this order, and we'll work together to clean up his mess.
Did he respond? You asked for him to rescind the order earlier today. Did they respond
not,
at all?
Of course not.
Nothing.
No, it is more lies and statements. Look, again, you see me out there in the tarmac with the president. We had a very cordial conversation on Friday night. I'm not looking to find a crowbar to put in the spokes of his wheels every day. Yeah, we'll stand tall and firm in terms of defending our values, but I want to find areas where we can work together. But you go after vulnerable communities, you go after kids. I was just down in Compton School District 3 days ago, and they were talking to me about this 4-year-old kid. I don't even know where she is. This is a serious moment. The hell is going on? Threatening real people. These are friends. These are people we know, members of our community, destroying industries in the state. You claim to care about ranchers and farmers? You care to claim about construction industry? I mean, these are the folks that you're going after in the most uncivil and indecent way. And that's where I have a problem. I have no problem going after criminals. We've coordinated and collaborated with ICE. Over 10,000 transfers that have been part of my administration. So I don't need to be lectured by these guys that would coordinate and collaborate on violent criminals.
California State Prisons does hand over inmates.
Yes.
Ties.
And my legislature, with respect, it's not an indictment, but I've had to veto legislation for them to try to stop me from using that authority. So when these guys say we don't go after criminals, again, they're lying, and they are knowingly lying.
What's your message to the people that are out there protesting for the rights of immigrants? You want to see those protesters continue to be out on the street and protest these actions?
I just want them to be safe. And I want folks to know they're thinking about going out there. Just be safe.
Do you support them?
Of course I support them. I mean, protests are the foundation of this democracy. It's what makes this country great, and that needs to persist. And right now, people need to come out, but we need to be mindful of the toxicity of this moment. And then we have to deal with these elements that are coming in that are intentionally trying to take advantage of this in a way that only aids and abets Donald Trump. And this is what he was counting on. And we've got to push back, and we've got to be careful at this moment. I pray that people are cautious and careful at this moment.
You know, we talked about this is in some measure about immigration, in some measure it's about democracy. Do you believe some people have said that this is an attempt at distraction from maybe the matters with Elon Musk back in Washington? You know, why did this happen now, in other words?
He's a master of distraction. He's the commander of chaos. That's what Donald Trump does. Moves this direction, move that direction. I mean, look, this guy is 90 days, 90 beautiful deals. How many deals? Zero. In the UK, give me a break. I mean, Elon Musk is the sycophant of sycophants as it relates to this love relationship that he had with the president of the United States, said it exactly right. We're likely in a recession the second half of the year because of the recklessness of this tariff policy under this administration. He's just saddled our kids and grandkids with $2.5 trillion of debt to give billionaires and corporations a tax break that they're not even asking for. Of course, he's trying to distract us.
I have a feeling there's a pretty good chance that in the White House there might be a television on and he might be watching us right now.
Yeah, he can learn something.
What might you say to him if you, I'll give you the floor, you have the opportunity, what you weren't able to say to him on that phone call or calls that he hasn't taken?
Just, I mean, where's your decency, Mr. President? Stop. Rescind this order. It's illegal and unconstitutional. And I said it. I'll say it again. It's immoral. You're creating the conditions that you claim you're solving, and you're not. And you're putting real people's lives at risk. This is a serious moment, and it requires serious leadership. And it's time for you to be a commander in chief of the United States of America. And I will have your back if you want to work in a relationship of trust and truth in the spirit of our founding fathers. But you come after poor kids, you come after families, we will do everything in our power to stand up and stand in your way.
Governor Gavin Newsom, what time are you filing the lawsuit tomorrow?
Very early in the morning. I'd love to do it tonight, but we got lawyers working on the brief.
All right. Governor Gavin Newsom, thank you for being here live on MSNBC. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
I played a video of Sean Hannity tapping Governor Newsom on the shoulder. Governor Newsom, I think, was talking to the press. They both turned around and greeted each other like they were bros. It reminded me if I saw an old college roommate and I'm still a partier, and this old college roommate or friend, we hit the town, had great moments together. It reminded me of a friendship with memorable moments, that type of reaction. And I can't remember which podcast I covered that. I'm like, are we just watching a script? Sean Hannity with the CIA pin. It's wickedness, my friends. I just get acting. And with optogenetics, mind controlism, people stuck in their right, left, we are just getting primed for civil war, my friends. I'm not buying it. Stay out of it. Today's report, 309, Decode, The Economist magazine. Probably can't really see this, but check it out on SJ Wildfire. You have the Mexican president with her ponytail there. You're watching big time wrestling.